The Moon Pool by Abraham Merritt. Narrated by Mark Douglas Nelson. Foreword. The publication of the following narrative of Dr. Walter T. Goodwin has been authorized by the Executive Council of the International Association of Science. First, to end officially what is beginning to be called the Throckmorton mystery, and to kill the innuendo and scandalous suspicions which have threatened to stain the reputations of Dr. David Throckmorton, his youthful wife, and equally youthful associate, Dr. Charles Stanton, ever since a tardy dispatch from Melbourne, Australia, reported the disappearance of the first from a ship sailing to that port, and the subsequent reports of the disappearance of his wife and associate from the camp of their expedition on the Caroline Islands. Second, because the Executive Council have concluded that Dr. Goodwin's experiences in his wholly heroic effort to save the three, and the lessons and warnings within those experiences, are too important to humanity as a whole to be hidden away in scientific papers, understandable only to the technically educated, or to be presented through the newspaper press in the abridged and fragmentary form which the space limitations of that vehicle make necessary. For these reasons, the Executive Council commissioned Mr. A. Merritt to transcribe into form to be readily understood by the layman the stenographic notes of Dr. Goodwin's own report to the Council, supplemented by further oral reminiscences and comments by Dr. Goodwin. This transcription, edited and censored by the Executive Council of the Association, forms the contents of this book. Himself a member of the Council, Dr. Walter T. Goodwin, Ph.D., F.R.G.S., etc., is without cavil the foremost of American botanists, an observer of international reputation, and the author of several epical treatises upon his chosen branch of science. His story, amazing in the best sense of that word as it may be, is fully supported by proofs brought forward by him and accepted by the organization of which I have the honor to be president. What matter has been elided from this popular presentation, because of the excessively menacing potentialities it contains, which unrestricted dissemination might develop, will be dealt with in purely scientific pamphlets of carefully guarded circulation. The International Association of Science, per J. B. K., President. Chapter 1. The Thing on the Moon Path. For 2 months I had been on the D'Entrecasteaux Islands, gathering data for the concluding chapters of my book upon the flora of the volcanic islands of the South Pacific. The day before I had reached Port Moresby and had seen my specimens safely stored on board the Southern Queen. As I sat on the upper deck, I thought, with homesick mind, of the long leagues between me and Melbourne, and the longer ones between Melbourne and New York. It was one of Papua's yellow mornings when she shows herself in her somberest, most baleful mood. The sky was smoldering ochre. Over the island brooded a spirit, sullen, alien, implacable, filled with the threat of latent, malefic forces waiting to be unleashed. It seemed an emanation out of the untamed, sinister heart of Papua herself, sinister even when she smiles. And now and then, on the wind, came a breath from virgin jungles, laden with unfamiliar odors, mysterious and menacing. It is on such mornings that Papua whispers to you of her immemorial ancientness and of her power. And, as every white man must, I fought against her spell. While I struggled, I saw a tall figure striding down the pier. A Kappa Kappa boy followed, swinging a new valise. There was something familiar about the tall man. As he reached the gangplank, he looked up straight into my eyes, stared for a moment, then waved his hand. And now I knew him. It was Dr. David Throckmorton. Throck he was to me always, one of my oldest friends, and, as well, a mind of the first water, whose power and achievements were for me a constant inspiration as they were, I know, for scores other. Coincidentally with my recognition came a shock of surprise, definitely unpleasant.